This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Santa Maria, California today, it's the beginning of the trial of pop star Michael Jackson on charges of child molestation. They'll begin with jury selection today. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Santa Maria. She's with us. Carrie, they sent out 4,000 summonses to try to get jurors for this trial. 4,000, that's incredible. But even among 4,000 people, I'm not sure you could find 12 who didn't actually know about this case already.
I don't think they're hoping to find people that didn't know anything. I think that, as you say, would be pretty incredible. But they are hoping to find people that could look at the evidence and say that they will make a fair judgment based on the evidence. They'll have 750 prospective jurors coming through this week in groups of 150, coming through a back door. We're not allowed to talk to them. There is a strict decorum of the media and the participants in this trial set by the judge right off the bat here.
Just review the charges against Michael Jackson, would you? Where do things stand?
They're very serious charges. There's 10 felony counts. There's 4 counts of child molestation, 1 of attempted child molestation. He's also charged with counts of administering alcoholic beverages to a child to assist molestation and some of the more serious crimes. There's a conspiracy to commit child abduction, false imprisonment, and extortion. If convicted on few of these counts, he could serve mandatory prison time. So this is a serious indictment against him.
He released a videotape statement yesterday responding to leaks in the case and appealing to the public. Here's part of what he said.
I love my community, and I have great faith in our justice system. Please keep an open mind and let me have my day in court. I deserve a fair trial like every other American citizen.
So he's really upset about the leaks in this case, Carrie.
Well, it has been pretty incredible. From the beginning, the judge in this case slapped a gag order on everybody associated with it, sealed almost every court document, even blacked out parts of pleadings that were already made public. There's just been an incredible lid on this case, yet it's joked that it's one of the worst-kept secrets. There was a leak last month of the grand jury testimony of the accuser in this case and his family, and that was published widely on the internet and on TV news magazines. Jackson has been following the gag order and was not allowed to make any comments, but as yesterday, this was a court-approved video statement, and we heard him respond to the leaks, which he says are false, and vows he will be vindicated.
I just imagine that there are many, many, many reporters up there with you.
Yeah, there are almost 1,000 accredited media types here. It's overwhelmed this tiny town here. This is a farming community about 160 miles north of Los Angeles, mostly known for its strawberries and vineyards here, not for this type of media attention. And also the fans that have come here have overwhelmed the town, too, especially around the courthouse. I've heard that rents are going for triple what they usually do with fans moving here for the duration of the six-month trial.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Santa Maria, California, where the Michael Jackson child molestation trial is beginning today. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.